Are you achieving your goals at work and in your relationships and personal life? Personal accountability is the key. Mark Samuel is co-author of the book, The Power of Personal Accountability, Achieve What Matters to You. As president of Impact Corporation, Mark helps individuals and teams around the world overcome obstacles to reach new levels of fulfillment, excellence, and success. Visit www.marksamuel.com to learn about his accountability coaching services and products, or call 323-969-0088. MarkSamuel.com, success you can count on. 323-969-0088. Well, happy Memorial Day again here on Circles of Change, and welcome on the line my partner in the change business, Mark Samuel. How are you this morning, Mark?
Oh, I'm doing great, Sarah. It's a beautiful day here in Southern California.
You got likewise, of course, here in Tucson. Mark and I had the funnest exchange via text and text pictures this week. As many of our listeners know, he and I have a tendency to live a lot in airports, and lo and behold, I'm running through the Pittsburgh airport, turn to the left, past the Hudson Bookstore, and there is Mark's new book sitting prominently, well, it's actually on the lower shelf of the business book section. So I snapped a shot with the cell phone, texted it off to him, and then I realized I missed the opportunity because I really should have distracted the clerk, Mark, so I could have moved your book to the top shelf. But at any rate, and what I thought was really great was that your response was one of, oh, cool, so on and so forth, because, you know, you've written multiple books, but each one is a new one, right? And it's a new experience to see it hit the public.
Yes, yes. It's really, I've actually been going into airports as well, and it's one of my dream come trues, just the fact that it's visible for people in airports that are looking for something to read on a plane.
You bet, and then some, and in particular, the other good news is that there was only one copy left, so that meant at least five or six people had bought it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Generally, they're sending out five, I think, is what I've was told to.
Yeah, five at a time. We love it. Well, Mark Samuel, of course, is here from Impact Corporation. You can learn more about Mark at marksamuel.com. And his new book is Making Yourself Indispensable, The Power of Personal Accountability. And we're going to enjoy continuing on that theme. Mark, you realize we've done over 80 segments together in 3 years.
Wow.
And we see keep coming up with new material. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, it is amazing.
Well, that, I think it goes to show you the relevance of your topic and the multiple ways it can play in both our professional and personal lives. And to that point, you wanted to talk today about perhaps taking these principles as to how we can address getting ahead when we might feel devalued and unappreciated by those around us.
Well, I do think that's an issue for everyone in one form or another, because we're putting our best work forward and we're doing things to get ourselves ahead, and yet there's nothing more frustrating than when the people around us don't appreciate that. And that can happen at home, and it can happen in the workplace, and hopefully that doesn't happen at home. So really the next place we want to look at is the workplace, because sometimes people feel threatened by our good work, and sometimes people just simply don't see it because they're too busy. And the question is, how do we deal with it inside of ourselves? And what can we do to make a difference? I think that's a big question today.
Well, and I liked how you said, how do we deal with this within ourselves? Because that's probably the place we need to start.
Yes. And, it's funny because I actually ran into somebody who had this issue and really presented to me a whole different way to think about it, which I hadn't quite had the clarity about.
Mm-hmm.
And, and he was actually commenting, because there's a part of my book now in the indispensable section that talks about valuing others.
Yeah.
And he said, and in fact, it's on page 32, but he said he used this as a way to start getting valued by others.
Oh.
And I said, okay, well, now how did you do that? Because that wasn't sort of, it's not really mentioned in the book that way. How did you turn it to that? And he said, I was really frustrated because I wasn't being valued by my boss.
Mm-hmm.
And I came up with a plan all based on two methods. One was that when I'm at work, I do my best to value my boss and let my boss know that I see my boss for all of his good qualities and his coaching and what great results he gets. And then when I go home, I do everything I can in the privacy of my own time, my personal time, to look at how do I value myself.
Yeah.
So I'm always getting my own value. I'm nurturing my own value inside myself when I go home, and I'm valuing my boss when I go to work. And he says, by valuing my boss wants me around more. And because I'm around more, he's seeing the good work that I do. So it's literally what I projected out, I'm getting now back. But it all came from not just kissing up to my boss. It came from a real solid place inside of myself, because when I'm home, I'm really looking at what did I do today that was of value to others.
Well, in fact, that's where I was going to ask you the question, because as things always happen, you and I pick a topic and we both go think about it a couple of days before we come on the show. And lo and behold, I had the pleasure of having a new client call me up with this very, 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 very clear conundrum that he is not appreciated and valued at work. And in fact, he feels that his boss actually is getting in the way of his opportunity to be everything that he could be. He's gone through a couple cycles of very disappointing performance reviews to the point that he said, you know, I got to get out of here. And
yeah.
I don't think you and I are saying that that might not necessarily be the outcome of it. But in terms of trying to see, is there any way you can reframe this? But I guess what I hear you saying, first off, it's what are you doing in your own 5 to 9 thinking that allows you then to authentically show up at work, not just manipulate or, you know, play up to your boss to kind of keep him fenced off.
That's exactly right, and the idea here is, and I think you're right. Obviously, there's some environments that aren't going to appreciate you for who you are. That's probably not the right environment for you to be in, whether that's at work or in home.
That's right.
Really,
that's right.
I mean, you really want to be careful about that, because at the end of the day, you've got to take care of yourself. But at the same time, in some ways, it's really not good to leave a job in that feeling without having done what you could to create as much value as possible. And to see the value in others is a way to get closer to that. And there's actually another person that, you know, didn't do the valuing themselves at home as much, but they did do the valuing their boss in the workplace, and found that, again, the boss called on them more, etc.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't turn out to be a good fit, so they ended up leaving still 6 months later, but they left in a much better position, more self-esteem, more confidence, etc., because they didn't have the negativity. They knew that they had done everything they could.
Yeah, and I would think as well, they probably, when they parted ways with that difficult boss or that undervaluing boss, at least treating them as a human being, you know, recognizing, hey, it's another person in my portfolio. I would venture to say why that's important to do is, lo and behold, somewhere else in your career, you're going to run into Bob again.
Yeah.
Not figuratively. I mean, not literally. I mean figuratively. That those attributes or those things that didn't mesh well with you, I guarantee you'll see them some other time. They're going to come at you. And if you can't claim it and say, oh, yeah, that's Bob coming at me again, now I know how to deal with it a different way, you could potentially get thrown off track again.
Well, and here was the irony of it, because when they got closer to their boss,
mm-hmm.
what they discovered, because now there is more openness, because it was safer for the boss to talk since they were being appreciated, you know, by this person, was the boss was feeling devalued by the rest of the organization.
Oh, dear, yeah.
So that's where they started having common conversations. And really, the boss ended up being jealous of the person leaving after the 6 months, because, wow, you're leaving and I'm still here.
So,
and you've become one of my only allies.
So, you know, that's an interesting dynamic. I think what you're also suggesting to us is, as we think about the difficult relationships we have with our those more superior to us, perhaps, or even some of our peers, what are the real drivers for that? And is it really us, or is it some other dynamic in the organization? And to your point, by doing your best to value your boss so that they can be valued, in the end will serve you in providing, at minimum, they maybe won't have an attention on you. You can get off and do the job the way you want to do it.
Yeah, and exactly. And if that isn't going to work with your boss, then that's not the right place for you anyway, because then they're not even valuing you for valuing them. I mean, that's really ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so everything becomes more extreme, makes it easier to make decisions.
Yeah, that's true. And you get clarity around the fact that this isn't me, right?
Yeah.
Like the whole aspect of self-esteem. So the person you were interacting with, Mark, said come up with a plan that when at work, I can do my best to value my boss. Did he or she cite some examples of things that they did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they noticed, like, when they communicated something really well to the team, they noticed that on a given occasion they prioritized well, or they made a good decision, or they supported somebody. They would look for anything that their boss did that in that moment, even if there were other things they did that was really screwy, in that moment, that one thing was a really good, you know, was made a positive difference and showed appreciation for that. And then what happened was, again, the boss, you know, would even stop by when they were stressed to this other person's office just to chat.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know,
they felt good because they felt right, and they plus they felt good when they were around that particular employee. Now, I like what you say, look for anything that's in the moment. Well, what if we can't find anything? I mean, your comment is you've got to be able to find something, even if it's, you know, I really appreciate that you bought the coffee today.
Right? Yeah, it could be literally anything. And honestly, if you can't find anything, because, you know, that would mean, A, either it's so abusive you don't belong there.
Or you're being so judgmental.
Exactly, that you're hurting yourself in that. Because if you're judgmental of your boss, you're also being judgmental of yourself. Because if you have that kind of expectation, you can't stop and start it. You know, it's like an expectation you have of yourself is going to then bleed onto others and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's one thing that you pick the two words, devalued and unappreciated.
Yes.
Now, the unappreciated piece I've come to recognize is that depending on how we were brought up, we may not have been in a household or early life experiences where people complimented us or said thank
yeah.
you, or in my case, you know, my father, you know, not a lot of you're really pretty. And
right.
So, you know, I didn't walk around thinking I needed that kind of stuff, by the way, although maybe I did, to develop as a young lady, as a young professional, whatever it might be. So each one of us has a different set of triggers that means appreciation or rewards or recognition, right?
Yes.
So I think that could be part of it, that when we feel unappreciated, it might be something as simple as our peers or our boss not realize they need to say thank you and that you need that or need some sort of way to see the appreciation.
Well, yeah, and what I find is we hide our appreciation because we want to be humble.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or we were brought up in an environment where, you know, that was considered bragging if you talk about your successes. And then, again, the problem becomes if I'm not talking about my successes or I'm not mentioning wins, then no one's going to know about it to appreciate it. And so often, you know, achievers like to focus on the problems that we then solve as our way of becoming an achiever, but we're sort of humble about the solution because we're off to the next problem that we're going to
exactly.
solve.
Exactly. We already left it behind and we're on to the next four. And even
yeah,
if someone,
and
even if somebody offers you appreciation, you're sort of caught off guard like, well, yeah, thanks. But
yeah,
you're already gone.
Take it for granted.
Take it for granted, yeah.
But see, if we're taking it for granted, then are we not going to are we going to be in a position where we don't feel appreciated by others? Because again, we take it for granted. And sometimes we even dismiss other people's acknowledgments. So it's really not that we're not getting appreciated, but we're not letting it in.
Letting it in, yeah.
And I know of a lot. I mean, honestly, that was a big issue for me for a long time. And I think still is to at least to some degree. But I know with some people, it's a huge issue. They just simply do not feel appreciated because anyone who does appreciate them, they don't let it in. They dismiss it in one form or another.
Right.
And they're missing out.
Yeah, either that wasn't said to me in a genuine fashion, or they're saying that because they manipulate me, or there's something behind the yeah, but that's going to get
yes.
me. So
well,
I think you're right.
Job,
yeah,
or
that's
I'm
just my job.
To do that.
So the appreciation yeah. piece is one of what we said, but devalued, to me that feels like a little bit of more somebody's coming after you. That really you are here, but now you're being knocked down. And so you're saying that these techniques of this idea of reframing it, of showing appreciation, even to those who you feel might be devaluating you, is a way to get out of that cycle.
Yeah, and being devalued is a tricky one because it could also be that you're not being utilized for your abilities.
Bingo.
I'm seeing that actually on assessments that I'm giving to teams these days.
Right.
That's coming up huge. Like, that never came up before as a major issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say in the last three or four teams that I've done this assessment, it's come up in the top two.
Yep.
Where people do not feel like they're being used for their abilities. And that's an issue of being devalued, because if you're not using me for my strengths, what are you using me for? That means I'm doing a whole bunch. I'm spending my time doing things that aren't my core capabilities and strengths, which doesn't make me feel good. Also makes me feel like, you know, the organization isn't getting the best out of me. And yet, I'm just working hard now.
Well, and also then you're concerned in your back of your head that you're going to get rusty in that which you do well. And
yes.
What gets worse is if you feel that in order to sustain, you know, it's sort of like, here's the round hole, you're square, now we got to go knock off all these rough edges so you continue to fit with what we need. But lo and behold, what you've just knocked off is my greatest value to you.
Yes, and most of the time it's just simply we're just too busy. Mm. We're not stopping to look and talk to people to find out what their core strengths and values are, or, you know, what they have to contribute. And, you know, so we're missing it. We're just running around like the hamster in the cage with the wheel, you know, like we're just going faster and faster, but we're not really stopping to take a look at, you know, we're not using our human resources as a true resource. We're not leveraging.
I would think another challenge, and I'm kind of reflecting on the client I just met, and we've been beginning to talk through his challenges. So many organizations now have talent that are matrixed out to teams,
yeah,
or out to organizations, or to another geographic location. So that,
right,
that your supervisor, your boss, who at the end of the day is the one that's going to do your performance review or decide on your next move or your next assignments, really doesn't have a day-in, day-out appreciation. There's that word again, for what you can do, what you have done in the past. So I would suggest one of the things is we all have a responsibility to kind of take that in our own hands. And even if it's to go through the exercise of creating our contemporary resume or a collection,
yeah,
you know, I don't know if you want to go as far as a brag sheet, and that might need that to get through, even just a capture of the great things you have done. But more importantly, this circle of, and this is the areas I know I could give more, to be able to open up a conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do think that it's very valuable for everybody, especially with virtual workers these mm-hmm. days, to do some kind of a weekly or semi-monthly summary sheet of, you know, here's what I accomplished this week and what some of the outcomes were of the projects we're on. Here's what I'm going to be focused on for the next 2 weeks. And, you know, here's some areas where I can be either utilized more or be developed more. Boy, what a, you know, if you could keep that to one page and send that to your boss,
mm-hmm.
what a great way to both acknowledge your wins and create your focus, which is right now so hard to do in organizations. Here's my top priorities. Here's my biggest challenges, you know, and just summarize that to your boss. That way they can utilize you better, more effectively, because they'll know.
Yeah. The other dynamic, of course, people are going to come back with is, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but, you know, quite honestly, we are so resource constrained. We decided to let two technicians go. And yes, I'm an engineer, but, you know, I just got to go. I'm being asked to suck it up and go do technician work that
yeah.
right now is not inspiring me. I it doesn't mean I don't respect or value my technicians. In fact, au contraire. So
yes.
the coping strategies we want to work on here is to, you know, look for ways to convince ourselves nonetheless that really A is key for the team and the key output, but still bring to light in carefully ways we possibly can that by my doing this type of work, look at all these other high-end things that, by the way, I've excelled in and contributed to that aren't getting the chance to be tapped.
Yeah, and we then have to look at our own plan for our life. You know, let's be really clear. You and I run into that same thing. I mean, when the economy hit and I got down, you know, we were downsized and I had to let go of my assistants, I was doing things, you know, administratively mm-hmm. that I hadn't done in years and certainly are not my core strengths. If anything, they're my core weaknesses. But that just, I had to buck it up and just do that, you know. Mm-hmm. The question was, if I had to do that forever, that would eventually come back to haunt me. So, you know, it's a question of, do we have our own boundaries on, okay, I'm willing to do that for a year to get, help the company get through its time and keep my job and, you know, and talk about it that way so that I don't build resentment in the process.
Or get sick.
Yes, I've got a way out of that.
Exactly. Or get sick and really discouraged and depressed. Well, Mark, thank you very much. This thought of really valuing others. Start by doing some things that gets us valued, such as when at work, do your best to value your boss. But I really liked your commenting that you need to reinforce that at home. And as part of that plan, then to think about, you know, do I move on or do I make exactly try to make more where I am? Thanks.
And always value ourselves.
You betcha. That's at the end of the day. MarkSamuel.com. Also Mark's new book, Making Yourself Indispensable, The Power of Personal Accountability. Watch for it at your airport newsstand and any other locations as well out on the web. Mark, we'll talk to you in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, thanks so much.
You bet. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.